This is your cybersecurity countdown, three top stories from Information Protection and Security in under 3 minutes. I'm Chris Newman. Here's a wrap-up of some of the biggest news happening in the cyber world this week. Beginning the countdown, TikTok is being fined 530 million euros by a European Union privacy regulator over data protection. NBC News is reporting that Ireland's data protection commissioner claims TikTok failed to show the high level of protection required under EU law to be given to users' personal data. Some of that data is remotely accessed by staff in China. TikTok says it contests the finding that has never received a request for EU user data from Chinese authorities and has never provided it. The fine comes with an order to suspend data transfers if its processing is not brought into compliance within 6 months. Second year countdown, ransomware attacks focused on the food and agricultural industry have doubled in this year's first quarter. The industry saw 84 attacks from January to March of this year, twice as much as 2024. Members of Food and Ag ISAC, a cyber information sharing organization, say the increase is largely attributed to the cyber criminal organization CLOP and their exploitations of a file sharing service. In a report from Food and Ag ISAC, they say that industries like food, agriculture, and manufacturing are easier targets for ransomware attacks because of their use of legacy equipment and industrial control systems. In our number one story in this week's countdown, an online connection between a 10-year-old girl and 27-year-old man on the game Roblox leads to an abduction in California and subsequent arrest. Kern County Sheriffs began searching for the girl after family members reported her missing Saturday. On Sunday, detectives found she had been contacted by the man on apps Roblox and Discord. The sheriff's office found the man with the 10-year-old in his car and arrested him. The child is reportedly safe. In a news release following the arrest, police highlight the importance of internet safety and parental advisory on these apps. Roblox, an online gaming platform, allows for communication between others in-game. Discord, a messaging app popular with the gaming community. Director of Cyber Resilience Chris Gable warns parents with kids on these games should talk with them about the importance of knowing exactly who it is that they're playing with.
Yeah, so something that we've specifically talked to my son and daughter about is, you know, who they connect with online. We've kind of encouraged them to specifically validate they are the friends that you think they are. These people that you're talking to may not actually be, you know, 10 or 12.
You can hear much more on parental controls and safety for kids with Chris Gable in the upcoming episode of From IPS with Love, our podcast with extended interviews and discussions surrounding these dangers, releasing later this month. Subscribe now for it to come straight to you when released, as well as for more cybersecurity countdown episodes, streaming right now on all major podcast platforms.